Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, finalist for the Mrs. South Africa pageant. Great to speak to her. That is businesswoman and Mrs. South Africa finalist, Kerry Marks. So very, very good morning. Thank you for taking the time to join us. And I do apologize for some of the behavior from our listeners. I do try and keep some form of respectability. But you know what? I can't control who listens. You know what I mean?
It was a very good giggle. It was a very good giggle, and I was actually jamming to that Afrikaans music to get me in a half for the day ahead. So thank you for that, Howard and Lindy. It's lovely to be on your show. I'm so privileged and honored.
So it's absolutely awesome. Tell us about Mrs. South Africa, and tell us about, after that we'll hear a little bit more about you.
So thank you so much for this opportunity, and welcome to all your beautiful listeners. Mrs. South Africa is a pageant. It is more than just a pageant, because Mrs. South Africa is actually a foundation, and it is based on the fact that we work together with Women for Women, which is a charity organization, in raising funds for women all over the country to uplift them, to give them, you know, guidance and to give them tips on how to cope with real life issues such as facing gender-based violence, mental issues, health issues, you know, just dealing with everyday life skills. And that is why I joined the Mrs. South Africa pageant, because it is a platform. It is not a pedestal. It is going to be a platform for me to use my voice to empower women all across South Africa.
It's so interesting, because I think there's such a negative perception around this type of thing. And when I hear that, and when I hear the fact that you tackle real issues, and that
Absolutely.
You use it as a platform to be able to do so, because, you have an opportunity being in the public, I think is really incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's more than just a beauty pageant. You know, beauty pageants, like you say, they have the stigma attached to them that it's just about who's got the best body and who's got the prettiest face. And Mrs. South Africa is for married women. It's for women that have children. It's for women that go, that work and have a career. I mean, for me, you know, I'm a mom of three kids. I have a career. I'm a wife. I'm a friend. And I'm here to show the other woman in South Africa that it is possible to not only have one thing going for you. It is possible to have a career, to be a mother, and to be able to juggle all these things and find some sort of balance, and be humanitarian, you know, just be there for other women and have that sisterhood.
This year, I would imagine, it presents a lot of its own challenges. Not only, of course, is because we've got social distancing, we've got a lot of rules around that, but also we know that there's been this incredible increase in people feeling alienated, isolated. We know that women have suffered greatly during lockdown. If they're living with somebody that is prone to violence, how has that impacted on the pageant?
So, I mean, it's impacted hugely. I believe that mental health issues, and I believe that gender-based violence, are the second biggest looming pandemic that South Africans are facing right now, along with COVID. And we have had lots of challenges in terms of, you know, the limitations that COVID put on us as semi-finalists. However, I walk this journey very proudly with my silver sponsor being Project Health, and Project Health actually stands for, you know, fighting against gender-based violence, being a voice, being a mobile app security alert system for women who are in trouble. I've also done loads of school visits, part of my Women for Women fundraising campaign, to actually educate young girls and to educate women that we are all in this together, and basically you need to reach out, because you don't need to suffer alone. We are here, and I'm putting myself out there as a Mrs. South Africa finalist, as a friend, as a mentor, as a sister, to help women that are battling everyday life issues such as mental health and such as GBV.
How does the pageant work? You're now down to the last 25. What's the process from here? First of all, so how did it get to this point, and then how does it move, how do we go forward?
So basically how we got to this point has been, the fact that for the past 8 months, I have been actively pursuing fundraising efforts, working for children from underprivileged schools, working, with underprivileged women, you know, who don't necessarily have access to, for example, sanitary pads or bras, and working together as a culmination and as a team effort, to raise funds for women. I have obviously had to tell my story and my purpose and my reason for entering, because I was a neonatal ICU mother, and my little girl, Isabella, was born at 30 weeks and she was the size of a blob of butter. She was 1 kilogram. Mm. And she spent the first 7 weeks of her life fighting for her life in the neonatal ICU. And I want to be a voice to fight for equal rights for all children. I believe that healthcare facilities should be all inclusive. All children should be able to get equal healthcare facilities. And I also believe that men who perpetrate sexual and violent crimes against women need to have a harsher punishment. So in a nutshell, that is what I've been doing for the last 8 months, is lending my voice to these initiatives to bring about change and to bring about resilience and to show women that you can be adaptable and just learn to reinvent the wheel.
It's so interesting because my daughter is 15. She's very involved, you know, on Instagram and this type of thing. And yes. I see that these are the challenges that young women are facing almost every day of their lives.
Absolutely. It is real life.
And these are kids who come from privileged backgrounds that are still dealing with very difficult things as young women on a constant basis. And I think it's so important for them to have people to look up to and to have role models. Karen says, very inspiring interview, really, really amazing. And it is so wonderful to hear somebody who is putting in so much time for the betterment of other women, and which means for people in general, obviously.
Absolutely. So my philosophy is that everybody's included. We are an all-inclusive nation. What is good for me needs to be good for you too. And we need to come together. We need to be stronger together. You know, alone we can do so much, but together we can do so much more. And I want to be there as a springboard for women, both in our community and not in our community, to be there as a brand ambassador, to be there as a role model. And I'm here, and that's what I wanted to let your listeners know today.
And interesting, as a Jew, it brings a different angle and perspective as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm not strongly religious, but I am a Jewish girl through and through. My community, I'm so privileged. I'm so honored to have had the support thus far. And I just wanted to let, you know, your listeners and everybody know that I'm here for them. There are various ways to reach out to me. I'm just a call away. You can DM me on Instagram. You can message me on Facebook. I would love to also involve your listeners if they would like to get involved in any of my charity efforts. There are so many opportunities, not only to just get your CSI initiatives kind of ticked off the box, but to really get involved and to make a difference in children and women's lives in South Africa.
Absolutely. So how do people follow you? And is there a voting system? Do you vote online for this? How does it
work? There is a voting system. You can SMS my name, Kerry Marks, to 35959, which is great. If your listeners can vote, that's absolutely amazing. But what's more important to me is actually, you know, to get a conversation going and to form relationships and to develop and nurture those relationships and to be there for women who reach out to me. And I just wanted to open myself up and say, girls, ladies, women, I'm here for you. And those, you know, interactions and those relationships and those conversations mean so much more to me than winning the crown ever will, because I've put myself out there to be a pillar of strength for women in South Africa today.
Absolutely amazing. So just give us your Instagram handle again and some information so that
my Instagram handle is @KerryMarks, and you can follow me there. You are welcome to send me DMs and I will reply as soon as I can.
Absolutely awesome. When you can, yeah, sorry, carry on.
You can also follow me on Facebook as Kerry Livingston Marks.
Absolutely awesome. Good luck to you. And certainly Thank we're going you. To keep following you and see just good luck with some of the incredible work that you
and
are
I
doing.
And I just want to thank you so much for this amazing opportunity to be on your show, and to all your listeners, keep tuning in. You've got an amazing host. It's a beautiful radio station, Chai FM. Keep on doing what you're doing. And I hope to touch base with your listeners in a couple weeks' time, and we can maybe do some fundraising efforts together. It would be amazing to collaborate.
Absolutely right. Kerry Marks, thank you for speaking to us. It is 7:26. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.